can translate to drum.
Thank you so much for calling Cook Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hey, Kyra. My name is Richard Tatum. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing good. I noticed there was a charge on my debit card to this phone number called to something called Intense Tech. I'm just wondering what that is.
Okay. I can check that for you, sir. What's your zip code, please?
78133.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
1490 Capella Drive, Canyon Lake, Texas, 78133.
Thank you so much for verifying information.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Give me one moment, please. Okay, I see here where you pay $7.95. For a tablet?
$7.95 for a tablet?
Yes, sir. It was basically a sweepstakes drawing entry to win a tablet, and you had to pay $7.95 for the entry?
Okay. No, I'm not aware of that.
How much did it charge you for today, sir?
I'm sorry?
You said you had a charge in your account?
Yeah, $56.95, I believe, is what it was.
Okay. For today, correct?
I'm sorry? Yeah, I was on there today, yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. With that being said, sir, that's basically for that tablet that entry you did for that sweepstakes. Basically, it was basically a free welcome gift to join the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Also, being a member, you receive a $125 gift card through your email to purchase an online gadget store. So the $56.95 is for the membership for the Factory Direct Savings Store.
No, I have no idea. I didn't do anything like that.
Okay. But do you remember ordering a tablet? And doing
no.
A survey?
No, not at all.
One more question. Do you remember doing any surveys online?
Any what? I'm sorry?
Surveys?
No. The only survey I've done was when I took my vehicle in for a service.
Okay.
And the service department sent me a survey on that, but that's the only survey I've done.
It was basically like a survey of how you basically went in and everything.
Oh no, the survey I got was for the service department at Blue Bonnet Dodge.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's the only one. That's the only survey I've done.
Okay, it basically asked you how much your experience was with the company, everything like that.
Yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. With that being said, sir, yes, it's like someone basically use your name and your credit card information to purchase, basically enter for a sweepstakes back in February, just to give you a little information before I connect you to the fraud team.
Okay, yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment, please, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. Just wait on the fraud team, okay?
Okay, thank you. Hello?
You're right. You don't want to go.
camera to do it. To make them do it.
Trying to find out why I got charged $56.95 on my debit card.
When?
Today. How do you use it?
No, you've been with me when I left.
Yeah. Somebody did a survey in February and signed up to win a tablet.
They already tried doing that to me, saying I signed up for a trip. And I said, I ain't signed up for no such thing. Yeah, you did it at Walmart. No, I did not. Take me off your list, and I hung up.
Well, they did this, and they charged me. But this is the place that charged me $56.95 that said that.
Uh-huh.
They didn't say I did it. They said it was done. And I said, well, I promise you I didn't do it. I'm not even familiar with what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, hello, sir?
Yes.
With that being said, sir, I have got the fraud team on the line, so I'm connecting you now. I just want to thank you so much for being so patient, and thank you for calling us support. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. One moment, please.